Gotcha. Is this Brock as in Avian Vet Brock? Any chance? Yeah, sorry. My name's April. You might remember you did my surgery on Molly a year ago with a giant pigeon egg. Yeah, awesome. Brilliant. Good, thanks. How are you? Yeah, awesome. I've been meaning to get in touch with you specifically, actually, in general, but something has come up. So I run Pigeon Rescue Queensland, and I'm aware someone has dropped in a injured pigeon sometime very recently today. Okay, yeah, because the reason I was calling is because, I mean, and one of the reasons I wanted to reach out to your new practice in general was about checking in about your euthanasia policy, because, yeah, we were trying to sort a carer to be able to assess and then get him to a vet who, yeah, would be able to assess the situation, but does it sound like it probably wasn't something that could be done anyway? Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I guess in general, what is your, like, I mean, both yours, but also your practice's policy with regards to rescue specifically for pigeons that get handed in at the moment? Yeah. Yeah, the feral ones. So currently what we do is we tell people don't take them to a vet because most vets will euthanize them, or yeah, on the spectrum, but also too because most vets aren't connected to us carer network. And so what we'll do is triage, and if see like, oh yeah, this is a thing that needs to go to a vet, try and get them in pronto, because there are, you might know Dr. Kate Lamb actually, she helps us out a lot. She's at the house call vet in Kenmore. But of course, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, she's not always on if it's an urgent case. One of the things would be great knowing if there are other vets and practices who would be, would have any capacity to help out. Because then we can, if we can get veterinary support, can then have them, you know, go to a carer so that then figure out, you know, their next steps, or at the very least providing that support post veterinary care. Pigeon Rescue Queensland. So we're incorporated now, just going through the ACNC paperwork. That's it now. I haven't been posting as much as I like because I've had a few big cases going on, unfortunately. Yeah, we do have a couple up your way. And I guess the other tricky thing is we've been trying to wrangle it because, like, someone who would normally be able to go over was sort of on the other side of Brisbane at work at the time. So one of the things we are planning is recruiting and training up more carers so that we can have more people in more places. Yeah, and that's why I was like keen when I'd heard you change practices, because I know that was UPV had that policy, but then I saw you somewhere else and was like, oh, maybe these guys might have a bit of a different approach. Oh, she is great. She's implants have worked perfectly. She hasn't egged since. Her husband gets nesty, but, you know, she just hangs out with him and just, you know, lets him enjoy being nesty. Just, you know, supports his hobbies. Yeah. So she's going great. Yeah. Yeah. And we're not an anti-youth group. Like, it's a, when it's the best thing for the bird. I did have one the other week, actually, where his whole wing was necrotic, and I thought he would need to go to, you know, go to be euthanized. But Kate was able to amputate, and he made a perfectly fine recovery. That was sort of one where I was sort of couldn't even believe that he was viable. So, yeah. Yeah. And then those ones, of course, yeah, they'll need to be pets because they haven't grown up in a feral environment. So they will, yeah, go into our adoption program. Yeah. And yeah, and that's part of it. Like, we're not, because we're, you know, we don't have as many carers as we need. So I haven't been doing the proactive outreach to vets, but I know there's a few, like, when there's practices who they know one of us, they'll be like, oh no, I can, this bird can be, you know, saved. I'll talk to them. So that's, yeah, but we want to be able to have the goal where we can have that relationship with every vet where they know that they can just call us, depending on their policy. But yeah. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, from roofs and things. Yeah, and squabs are easy. Yeah, awesome, cool, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and if, you know, depending on what Vanessa says, super happy to have a conversation around maybe, like, it might be, if it's within, you know, a, like, particular amount of, or, like, boundaries or any, like, any of that kind of stuff, like, what might be possible from your team. Yeah. Yeah, and the goal is to grow because we've got a pretty decent list of EOIs. It's just, yeah, just arranging our training program to skill up and support people and grow that number because it's, they're becoming more popular again as house pets thanks to the internet. So, yeah. Brilliant. Awesome. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, awesome. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Awesome. Thanks. Have a good one.